Thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app or platform. North American markets. S&P TSX was up on the week by 156.44 points, or 0.70%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up on the week by 490.75 points, or 1.24%. NASDAQ was up on the week by 385.05 points, or 2.12%. The S&P 500 was up on the week by 80.59 points, or 1.54%. VIX futures was down on the week by 0.93 points or minus 6.85%. Overseas markets. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was up on the week by 509.5 points or 1.33%. The China XE 300 was up on the week by 11.69 points or 0.32%. The DAX in Germany is down on the week by 39.58 points or minus 0.26%. The CAC 40 in France is down on the week by 51.64 points or minus 0.63%. The FTSE 100 in London is down on the week by 13.5 points or minus 0.16%. Commodity markets. Gold is up on the week by $53 or 2.24%. Silver is up on the week by $3.38 or 11.91%. Crude oil is up on the week by $1.80 or 2.30%. Copper is up on the week by 33 cents or 9.25%. Natural gas is up on the week by $0.38 or 16.89%. Corn is down on the week by 1 cent or minus 1.54%. Soybeans are up on the week by 2 cents and a quarter, or 0.51%. Wheat is up on the week by 7 cents, or 1.28%. The Canadian dollar is down on the week by 0 basis points, or 0.00%. Highlights of this week's news. On Monday, to start the week, Canadian markets are closed for Victoria Day. On Tuesday, markets look forward to Canadian Consumer Price Index data and the New Zealand interest rate decision. On Wednesday, set to be released is Great Britain Consumer Price Index data and United States home sales data. On Thursday, we look forward to Canadian New Husnig Price Index data and Japanese Consumer Price Index in Form 18-0. On Friday, to finish off the week, markets look forward to a German Gross Domestic Product data, Great Britain and Canadian retail sales, and United States inflation expectations. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform.